congratulations. What a game played here tonight. It was an up-tempo game. You knew probably would be that way coming in just because the Stouts. But your team stayed the course despite being down seven early, got some good stops down the end, and got the victory.
Well, they rushed us in that first half. I mean, we got caught up in the tempo, going a little faster on offense than what we wanted. You know, they shot the ball incredibly, you know, that first quarter. You know, as a coach and defender, you're always hoping that, you know, they cool off at some point before it's too late.
Yeah, you had that, and then coupled to Dylan Hutchins really had a struggle shooting early on. Scott City wasn't too bad. They were on 6-13 the first period. Bo Hess carried you guys in that first quarter with all 13 points, but then finally some things started to open up, settle down a little bit, and made some big shots in the second, third, and fourth quarters.
Well, two seniors in scoring the first half, and, you know, maybe just a little bit of a senior nerves as far as, you know, could this be it? You know, second half, Dylan kind of got going a little bit, made a couple shots, and, you know, kind of sparked the crowd, sparked the bench a little bit, and, you know, Drake got a couple of power moves on the inside.
Yeah, it was good for him to come in. He had five big fourth-quarter points, but a player that's really continued to play solid for you, really the Sol Substate Tournament, Justin Froh, that was some ice in his veins in that left corner to put you guys up four in the fourth quarter there.
Yeah, I mean, he felt confident, you know, and he's been working hard. You know, he's been a good shooter, you know, for the last couple of years. He just, you know, this year just kind of lost confidence. Anytime you don't have confidence in what you're doing, whether it's a basketball or golf or, you know, whatever it is, you know, you're not going to make your shots. I mean, you know, we had a couple guys out there didn't really want the ball. Then when they were forced to shoot the ball, it was like, man, I don't know if I ought to shoot this. And, you know, shoot, if you have any doubt, don't shoot it. You know, if you don't have doubt, I mean, if it's just, you know, right in rhythm and playing, you know, shoot the ball. So that's kind of the way athletics is. You know, it's all between, you know, the old Yogi Berraism, you know, 99% of basketball is half mental. So, you know, that's crazy stuff right there.
Scott City coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here postgame. Beavers winning at 59-57. And I mentioned you had three in double figures. Hess with 25 continues to have a solid season for him, and back-to-back 20-point performances for him. And he really stepped up in that third quarter as well when Scott City was needing some points early on.
Well, just floated a little bit too much on a couple of charges. You know, if we're not making outside shots, it's kind of easy to pack the lane. And, you know, two things on that in the first half. First half, you know, we rushed everything so much, we didn't give our post guys a chance to clear to the high post and look at the high-low. And then, you know, number one, you know, the second thing was they didn't respect the other guys enough to go out and guard them, which really packed up the inside also.
Well, you guys once again get the win, 18-5, probably going to be a lower seed of 5-8, somewhere in that range, kind of depending on tonight's outcomes. But just to get to state and get a taste of that for the sixth straight year, that is pretty special for this program.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, you know, coming off, you know, last year, probably 99% of Kansas didn't think these guys had a chance to, you know, get back and even, you know, sniff Hutch. And, you know, like you said, we'll probably go in anywhere from a 6 to an 8. Probably can't see ourselves any higher than a 6. And, you know, but at the same time, I mean, who wants to go see us in the first round?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, as far as, you know, look back on tradition. And, yeah, they're going to say, well, all those other guys are gone. Well, you know, give these guys credit to get on back there. You know, I'd like to be a 6 or 7 and play somebody with, you know, 3-4 losses instead of a 1-loss team. But, you know, it's just a, you know, privilege to get on back there. You know, told everybody, shoot, 75% of teams were done before tonight. Another 13% leave. It leaves, you know, that 12.5% that are left. So, you know, a special night for them.
Absolutely. And 12 times in the last 20 years, Scott City headed to state. 59-57 win. And, Coach, congratulations. What an atmosphere here tonight. What a crowd once again from Scott City.
I saw a heck of a game. I mean, you know, Sterling put on a show with the shooting. Got some really quick guards. You know, a lot of them are going to be back. I mean, they're going to be tough in that 2A, 3A next year, kind of wherever their division falls on them.
That's all right. Once again, thanks again, Coach, for stopping by here. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.